This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Air raid sirens blared in Tel Aviv on Sunday, sending residents running for cover for the first time in months. Hamas's volley demonstrated the U.S.-designated terrorist group's resilience despite Israel's offensive that has left swaths of the densely populated Gaza Strip reduced to rubble. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Relief organizations have warned Gaza's population is catastrophically short of food and medicine and blamed Israel for limiting aid into the enclave. To relieve some of the pain, the U.S. military built a pier to receive aid by sea. Video released by the Israeli military on Sunday purports to show trucks loaded with supplies at the new pier. Focus in both the fighting and ceasefire talks continues to center on the city of Rafah, where Israeli forces say they are committed to rooting out remaining Hamas fighters.
Immediately halt its military offensive.
The International Court of Justice last week ordered Israel to halt its military operation in Rafah, citing the threat to civilians seeking refuge there.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Israeli airstrikes killed at least 35 Palestinians and wounded dozens in an area of the southern Gaza city strip of Rafah designated for the displaced, Palestinian Health and Civil Emergency Services said. Saudi Arabia's foreign minister said on Sunday the two-state solution to the Israel-Palestinian conflict must be kept alive.
There is a consensus, I think, among the international community that the only way to ensure the security, not just of the Palestinian people and the rights of the Palestinian people, but also the security of Israel, is through a two-state solution.
He also called for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza in the release of hostages, saying in a news conference in Brussels this solution would be in the interest of all parties, including Israel. This is VOA News. Bangladesh and India were bracing on Sunday for the first cyclone of the year set to make landfall. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino has more.
Bangladesh raised its storm danger signal to its highest level of 10 for two ports and nine coastal districts. The country's chief of disaster management told Reuters that tens of thousands of people have been moved to shelters. India deployed its disaster relief force in the eastern state of West Bengal, and flights at Kolkata's airport were canceled. The Indian Navy said it is keeping ships, aircraft, divers, and medical supplies on standby for deployment, if required.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino. 12 people traveling on Qatar Airways' flight from Doha to Ireland were injured during a bout of turbulence, Dublin Airport said on Sunday, adding the plane landed safely as scheduled. The flight, a Boeing 787 Dreamliner, landed shortly before 1 p.m. Dublin time, the airport said. Qatar Airways said in a statement a small number of passengers and crew sustained minor injuries during the flight and were receiving medical attention. The incident took place 5 days after a Singapore Airlines flight from London to Singapore was forced to land in Bangkok due to severe turbulence, which killed a 73-year-old British man and left 20 others in intensive care. American rapper Nicki Minaj was unable to perform her concert in Manchester, England on Saturday night after police in the Netherlands say they found marijuana in her luggage, AP correspondent Margie Zaraletta reports.
Promoter Live Nation says it will reschedule Nicki Minaj's show in Manchester, England, because Saturday's events made it impossible to stage. Minaj said on social media earlier Saturday that police in the Amsterdam airport told her they found marijuana in her bag as she was boarding a plane. Cannabis is illegal in the Netherlands, but is tolerated for recreational use. A police spokesperson confirms a 41-year-old woman was arrested for soft drugs, without saying what kind, and that she was fined and released. Minaj later wrote on social media she thinks police just wanted to make her late for the Manchester concert.
AP correspondent Margie Zaraletta. All 18-year-olds in Britain will have to perform a year of mandatory military or civilian national service if the governing Conservative Party wins the July 4th national election. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak pledged on Sunday to bring back a form of national service for the first time since 1960. Under the plan, a small minority of 18-year-olds would spend 12 months in the military. The opposition Labour Party dismissed the plan as a gimmick. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.